Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
I'm reading this story about stuff that people inherit. Apparently, we all inherit in trash. They said, like, commonly inherited items that are worth almost nothing. If you have been left any kind of flatware or, like, you know, official silver, mm-hmm. like in that case grandmama used to have when yes. Thanksgiving would happen and she opened up the case for the good forks.
Oh, it's the good silver.
This the good silver. That good silver ain't worth nothing.
No?
Sterling market is down all on its own. Full flatware sets aren't even used by anybody, you know, and they're valued just by their weight alone, so it ain't even worth the effort. Large pieces of furniture, or as they call them, big browns, notoriously difficult to sell because these pieces linger in consignment stores forever. If you pull up in one, you'll probably see a lot of big browns in there because people ain't really doing their houses up like that.
Yeah.
You just build a house. You just build a house. Uh-huh. Y'all got anything big or brown in your house?
No.
Exactly.
Don't even bring it in here.
Don't even bring it in here because mm-hmm. like, it ain't even in the garage. Formal sets of china. Nobody's having formal dinners like that or entertaining the way your parents or your grandparents did. So having a china case even is hard
China
to
cabinet.
Find.
Man, yeah, I've been trying thing. To sell mine for the longest time. No one wants it.
See there?
Really?
It's even
and
refurbished.
China?
And
China
out of everybody
cabinet.
In this room,
yep.
who you think people would expect to have a China cabinet?
Facts.
The white
you?
Prison?
Yeah, no! I wasn't going to even be racial. I was going to say the girl.
Meredith.
But yeah, the Meredith. The Meredith.
Yeah, I'm trying to get rid of it so bad. If anybody wants it,
there's also a big list of stuff which is all like collectibles, like commemorative plates, like Elvis or like presidential seals or Americana or
yeah.
Beanie Babies.
Oh, my God. My mom's trying to give me some right now.
Hummel.
Some Beanie Babies?
Bag.
Your mom is trying to give you a bag of Beanie Babies?
Garbage bag full of them.
Okay. Well, here's a good thing. So okay. They said that alongside souvenir thimbles and souvenir miniature spoons and whatever. They said items that are made to be collectible seldom hold value over the long term. Tastes change, collectors die, hot markets cool off.
Mm-hmm.
These are common collectible items, including your Beanie Babies, that are worth almost nothing
They're
right
worth nothing.
Now.
I would talk. I'm sorry about this, you know, the sentimental value of stuff. You leave me some thimbles,
dude.
Some Beanie Babies.
That meant something to them, though.
Right.
Yeah, it meant something
that they wanted
to
for you.
Them.
But it meant something to them because they're from a different generation. So if your grandmama, uh-huh. your abuela, your abuelo, they die, they're like, yo, I've had this since the 30s. It's been a pride possession.
It had a good
I
run.
I came into this country and I made sure I held it up in the water when I came
yeah.
across. So, I mean, it meant something to them and they bestow it to you.
The problem is most of these people didn't even want it themselves. That china what? That you're gifting never got used.
Okay.
That cabinet. It has a thick layer of dust on it.
But their mama had it, and their great mama had it.
It has to stop somewhere. Yeah. Break the cycle.
Or
that thing has been in the attic for three generations. I don't want it.
You are so quick to throw out things.
So
though.
Quick.
So much so, like, your girl has gotten mad at you about throwing out stuff.
And my yeah. business partner, too.
Because you like to just not have any clutter.
Yes.
So you like to move less. Because I've learned from Davi. Davi throws away, so he ain't got to pay to have it moved.
True that, and we could get a new one, and we could get a more modern one, get with the times.
Says the rich man.
Nah, just toss it out, because you're holding on to
but
stuff for no reason.
Some of the things actually could be reused. This is not good for the environment.
See, that reusing mentality is the reason why you hoard junk. That's the reason why you probably have a garage that you can't even park
okay,
your car in.
I can guarantee you, you've thrown out a piece of furniture or something.
I know a lot of people with a big brown in their garage.
Yeah.
Right, that the garage yeah. is not a storage unit. That
but
garage is
reuse it. You can refurbish
but
it.
But you don't.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Yeah, you could, but it just ends up
Sit
just
there.
Sitting. It just sits there.
The question is, who has inherited something that was of worth? And I'm not just talking about money. I'm saying something that you were like, yo, I'm so glad they left me this.
Oh.
Because, I mean, honestly,
yeah.
I've gone through it where, you know, inheriting pieces and stuff like that. Like, my dad left jewelry. That's was a lot of his stuff that he collected, watches and things like that nature. And everything else was really, like, transactional. The car, the stuff like that. You got rid of those things. Life insurance, my mom got that. But, you know, like, so it wasn't, like, a lot to leave that was, like, you know, like, my mom, she's got photo albums. And she's got, you know, things that she's held on to and that are important to her and that are in storage.
Yeah.
And, you know, stuff like that. So I'm sure there's a lot to go through, but nobody wanted to sift through all of the stuff and just kind of put it away and have my mom get set up. So who has inherited something of work?
Cool.
Of something that was like, I'm happy I got that.
Yeah.
When my grandma passed, I didn't inherit it, but my mom and her two sisters inherited a condo in Costa Rica.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Yeah.
That's not Beanie Babies.
It's not Beanie Babies. However, it needed a ton of work. Mm. It ended up and still is kind of like, I don't want to say a hassle, but I mean, it's been a few years. It's still not 100% complete. They're contemplating selling it, renting it out. In the meantime, it's just kind of sitting in limbo.
Yeah, that sucks.
It's kind of a headache at this point for them right now.
Somebody said the history of the item is what's important to people. The history of it. So, Davi, don't just throw it away because there's a history of your family attached to that, that thimble collection.
It's been sitting in the garage for 20 years.
Just saying, you're going to leave something to your kid one day, and they're going to be like, I don't care about this Tesla.
Don't you have something?
Bitcoin.
What is this Bitcoin? I don't care about this.
You and your damn crypto.
Let's see. Meredith, I need a China cabinet. I'm from the country. China cabinets never get old.
It's been refurbished. It's white now, so if you want it, you know, hit me up, DM me.
It's white?
It was a big brown, okay? And then it was refurbished, and it's been, like, painted like an antique white, and it's like a Tiffany blue on
that
the inside.
Sounds
whack.
Who painted it?
I bought it like that. Normally I would do it, but it was already like that. And I'm telling you, it doesn't go in my house now, so I've been trying to sell it.
So it hasn't even made it in your new house?
Oh, it's there, and Anthony hates it. Like, he's like, why is this still here? And I go, because I'm trying to sell it, but nobody wants it.
Well, then don't sell it. Just give it away.
Just get rid of it.
That's what I'm doing. If you want it, let me know.
Yeah, I'll write that person back. They said they want it. Maybe they don't want it. When you said it was white, they'd probably be like, oh, I'm sorry.
It's off white.
That's what I'm trying to avoid in life. Like hoarding and hanging on to things that you really don't care about. You don't care about that damn China cabinet.
I don't.
You just didn't have the heart to get rid of it.
I know.
Get rid of it.
Why did you have China?
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know why, because everybody told me do not ask for China for when you get married because you're never going to use it. And I'm like, y'all don't know what you're talking about. This is a tradition. Boy, if we use it like twice ever.
You got an old lady mentality.
You do.
You know that?
Because
your name
traditions.
Is Meredith.
No,
Grandma.
Wait. Hey!
Grandma.
Your name is Meredith.
There. I didn't name myself.
You might as well name you Blanche.
You was born an old lady.
They was picking for like, you know, tic-tac-toe or something. Like duck-duck goose. And they're like, I'll take Meredith.
Just because something is older doesn't mean it's complete trash.
No,
by the way,
it's trash to you though. You don't want it. Nobody in your house wants it.
Anthony doesn't want it. I can repurpose it somewhere.
You can't even give it away.
I'm trying to sell it.
Nobody's going to buy it.
You know how they do that viral thing when they're like, "Hey, this lady want to fight me, and she got a kid. They want to fight you."
Yeah.
And they videotape it. You should videotape your daughter and say, "Hey, you know what? One day this China cabinet gonna belong to you."
See what she says.
She's like, "I don't want it, Mommy. I don't want it. You don't even like it."
Moana in here.
All right, let's see. This says, "Blah blah blah blah. Beanie Babies are worth Bentley prices. Mm. Keep the Beanie Babies."
Okay.
Yeah, but
this report just said they were trash.
The rare ones in good condition,
like the Princess Diana one.
Not the one that's been sitting in the attic in that white garbage bag for 15 years.
Those the ones you might mess around and find. That's like finding an old stack of comic books. There might be a gem in there.
Maybe.
There's a lot of trash. But one gem will knock it all out and make it worthwhile. Out at 813, Grandma handed out her jewelry to the ladies of the family.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's good. Like, if you don't wait for an estate thing, you just kind of like, all right, you take this ring. This ring will look pretty on you, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I got a property in Champion Gate. Oh, that's outside of Orlando.
Ooh, that's right there.
I got a property outside of Champion Gate from my grandparents and sold it for $4.7 million to Polk County.
Whoa.
Oh, you sold it to the county.
They got money.
Wow.
Okay, that's a come up.
Okay, listen. There's a conversation going on about whack stuff being left to people. Sir, you're going to have to step out of this.
Yeah.
Ma'am, you're going to have to leave this conversation. Whoever just wrote that out of the 863, you won.
It sounds like the condo's a good idea, though, to invest in.
No, the condo's great, but Dobby said it was terrible.
Well, you got to redo it.
Yeah.
A lot of people trying to check for these Beanie Babies. They still thinking it is worth something. Beanie Babies are worth Bentley prices. Keep those. For example, the Peace Beanie Baby is worth $43,000.
The Peace one?
Yeah.
I remember the Ladybug one. You try to find the one with the different spots on it, like one that wasn't supposed to be made like that.
Yeah, you ain't got none of those.
You don't know that, though.
She ain't got those.
But I'm just saying, they said that's one. Like, if you got a bag of Beanie Babies, you need to be checking for this piece Beanie Baby.
There's also, like, a lot of trash Beanie Babies, too. Like, they sell them at the gas stations. And
why is that trash?
Well, I'm saying it's not a rare, valuable one.
Ty, it's going to get so bad.
You're not going to flip it for nothing.
Okay, there's two responses, Meredith, I got to share with you. Out of the 629 says, Anthony really married an old lady.
Hey.
He did. Senior citizen.
Hey.
The old lady with a recipe book.
And a china cabinet.
Hey. Oh, they're making pot roast on the china cabinet.
I'm getting rid of it today.
Wait, and you had a person who was interested in it?
Uh-huh.
They're like, damn, why it had to be white?
White and Tiffany
They wrote
blue.
Back. They're like, nah, they don't want it. It's because it's painted white.
Would that include the china or just the cabinet?
It's just the cabinet. Stop giving away my china.
Why don't you put the china in there?
No,
I bet you'll get rid of
china.
It.
Don't nobody.
You're going to be selling that next year.
Exactly. You ain't ate on it but twice.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.